Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DG Aspune is past 6 p.m. Remember to go to 971talk.com/merch to get our t-shirts and our beanies. And yeah, it's my first day without a beanie. It's the first day for Nakey Head Dave.
It's still
freaks
weird.
You out, doesn't it?
It does freak me out. It's like, what'd you do with Dave?
It's like Mr. Potato Head took off his hat.
Okay, that's hurtful.
Wow.
Evidently, the 6 p.m. hour is now. Let's just gang up on Dave.
Man, that even took me by surprise.
I was trying to think of a toy like a Ken doll. Like it's you lost an accessory, basically.
Wait a second. Yeah, that was mean. You just called me Mr. Potato Head. That's
because
really
he has
mean.
Accessories.
You know, it's sort of like if your face was just a big fist, and then you took a hat off, and that's what you look like.
I think probably what she meant is that you know the different things that you
an accessory. How many times can I say it? That's what I meant. It's like Ken took off his baseball hat, like a Ken doll.
Well, at least you've moved up to a Ken doll. It's better than the potato head. Or maybe like
You know, that's not a bad description to me, though. If you're like, what's Dave look like? If you took a Ken doll and a Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, put them together.
They had a baby.
Yep. It'd be little Davey Glover.
It's 6 p.m. You rarely get to hear Andrew Taliban. And do you know why I've called you in here today?
I have ideas.
Yeah. So we were recording something together earlier in the day. And we were talking about a radio station that used to be really cool, but is sort of, you know, fallen a little lackluster these days, which will remain unnamed. And we're analogizing and just kind of
97.1.
Yeah, it's us. We're just kind of riffing. And I go, yeah, it's like, you know, like a super hot chick from the past. And then you see her and she's put on weight and she's wearing too much blue eyeshadow and Andrew's like, yeah, like you wouldn't believe how smoking hot she was when she was 16. And I was like,
oh.
And there was a long pause.
Okay, Tucker Carlson.
Or,
and there was a long pause and then I realized
I'm at 12.
And I said, but you're also 16.
He did.
Yes.
It was like a legit 15-second pause. He goes, I mean like you're 16 too.
Yeah. Let me straighten that out.
I had one person in mind that I was thinking of, and I haven't even seen her since, you know, high school. So I was thinking in terms of high school.
Rach, you want to call him a name?
Wow.
No, I say it again. Okay, Tucker Carlson.
If I'm Mr. Potato Head, he's the pedo bear.
Yeah.
I forgot about that thing.
Mm. Who is this 16-year-old siren from your past?
Well, I'm not gonna dox her.
Come on,
I'm not naming names, but she was just somebody that I had in mind.
Give a first name.
And so she was the first person that I looked at, and I thought. So I looked at her, right, and I thought that she was very, very pretty. And this is me when I was like 15.
You know what you're bad at? Talking.
She was the first person that I looked at.
Never
were you
seen
blind
a person
until
prior to
16?
That? Yeah.
No. Okay. So
I can see.
I'm trying to figure out a way to say this that's gonna not come
Don't
off
even try.
Horribly.
Don't even try.
I feel like I know what he means. And it's
I was
upsetting.
Worried. Well, because I think I've told her this before. It's one of the dumbest things about me. When I was 15, I was afraid. Because when you're 15, you think that 15-year-olds are pretty. And you look at like a 30-year-old and you're like, oh, she's too old. Ugh. So I was like, oh my God. What if when I'm 30, I don't think 30-year-olds are pretty? What if when I'm 30, I still think like 15-year-olds are like, what if? Because it was a scary thought to have. Because I had no way of knowing. Now, obviously, that hasn't been the case, and I've grown up. And,
so you were worried you'd be a pedophile.
I was like, I'm looking at myself at that time, thinking that 15-year-olds are pretty, but not necessarily 30-year-olds. So I was like, oh my God, what if I don't evolve? What if it doesn't change? What if, because I didn't like talk to my friends about this, so I wasn't like,
that's good.
Hey, do you guys think 30-year-olds are pretty?
Yeah, this is a good time to share it, though.
Hey, guys, I just have this. So weighing on my mind. What if when we're all 30, I still like 15-year-old girls? Anybody? Anybody?
Well, that's the level of anxiety that I'm working on as a human being, that when I'm 15 years old,
what
I'm
level of worry
out.
Did you really have? If, by the way, Close has his face in his hands. Rach is just, I think she just knitted a sweater. Anything to stay out of this frame.
My body is here, but my mind is not.
I think it's a career change is right around the corner.
You guys get what I'm saying, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're just really bad at explaining it.
I mean, you guys get it. It's not, I'm not, you know what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm not saying, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, like, you know, that was the point of the story is that's the kind of dumb stuff that I worried about even as a child.
Mm. Can you explain to me she was the first person you saw?
She was the first person that I saw that made me think.
She's okay. Pretty.
I remember looking, no, not that she was pretty, but I remember specifically looking at her one day and being like, wow, she's really pretty. She's also my age. She's 15. Oh my God.
So she was the one that made you worried that you might be a pedophile one day.
I was like, will I always think that this 15-year-old is pretty? Like, will I always look at the 15-year-olds around me and be like, wow, they're... Now, obviously, like I said, that hasn't been the case. And I mean, I think I shared this with somebody when I got a little older.
Let me
and they were
jump
like,
in
yes,
the water
stupid.
With a drowning man here.
Mm.
I think you always do think 15-year-olds are pretty. You don't stop thinking a 15-year-old girl is pretty.
It's just getting better and better.
You just know that...
Rach, you want to go get a beer?
I would love to. And maybe a new show.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. And it's, yeah, but it's, yeah. I get it. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Dave's lifting me up on his back like Phoebe.
Yeah.
And throwing me 3 feet to the shore.
I'm taking as many big strokes as I can that I'm throwing you.
Wow. How about those Cardinals? Come on.
You know, I remember one time Jamie Allman said something. He said, I'm paraphrasing, but he said something like, everyone has racist thoughts. It's just that you don't act on them.
Right.
And I think that anyone who says like, my God, I turned 30 and suddenly I didn't think anyone was cute. It's like, no,
no
of course.
Right.
But you just, that's
what's appropriate.
That's what? Exactly.
That's also not what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying like I still look at children. I'm just saying like, I'm just
trying
saying
to help
like,
you. I really was, did.
I'm just saying,
here,
like,
let me just
I was
tell you,
worried.
Here's what happened. Taliban, I can't even say he fell in the water. He jumped. He jumped in the deep end, and he just, like, went to the bottom. And so we watched him there for a while. Then I dove in, and immediately Zimmerman threw a brick on my head. She's like, oh, God, here we go. Now Dave's a pedophile.
Right.
And then Mark, at least, like, threw me a
Somebody
lighter brick.
Mr. Potato right.
And right. then he's like, no, don't save me.
Right. I just
well,
got
it, a companion story to this is,
oh,
and I was
God,
just
no.
I was just telling... Shani this last night. When I was 18, I called a 27-year-old old. I was like, yeah, but you're old. And I meant it. I was like, you
sure
are
you
an
did.
Old
yeah,
person.
Everybody does
and that. He got really upset, and I was like, what's his problem? He's old. And then now I'm older than he was then, and I'm like, oh, God, okay, I get it.
I have a real question for you.
I get what he was saying.
There are these dating sites. Our time, I think, is 50 and over. Mm. But let's even go, like, 70. Mm-hmm. Let's say that you're 70 years old, and you're widowed.
Mm-hmm.
Widowered, whatever, divorced, you're single, ready to mingle. Like, you don't think 70-year-olds are attractive, right?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
I think you do. No, you don't. No 70-year-old guy is going, I can't wait to get me a 70-year-old woman.
But that's my point. You don't know because you're not 70. When you get to 70, you're
Stop talking.
Okay.
You're not going to tell me that you think what you are interested in progresses year by year as you age.
It has with by me.
That like when you're 70, you don't look at a 50-year-old woman and say, whoo, that I've no interest in that.
It's not that you would be repulsed by them.
Right.
But I think you could still, much like the 15-year-old that you can still look at and say, oh, she's a very pretty girl. You look at another 70-year-old and you go, you're my peer. I see what's beautiful about you.
Right. You're an
Maybe
attractive
I wouldn't
woman.
Have been
an
attracted to
guy.
You at this age when I was 30.
I'm not saying
30.
That there are no such things as 70-year-old attractive people. There are.
Okay.
I'm just saying that I think that what you found attractive, you always find attractive. Now, if you're 70 and you meet a 22-year-old girl who seems into you, you
right.
don't do it for
right.
obvious reasons.
Right.
But at the same time, not like you're going to go, what
right.
I'm really into.
Right. No, on a comparison level, you know, most 70-year-old people are not as, you know, attractive
Thank
as
you.
They were at 25.
No.
I get that. but you're...
You could
you're,
still be attracted to right. another 70-year-old.
When I was 20...
Oh, Rachel, shut up. Of course you could.
She's
no
the
one
only one
that.
That's remained pristine, and she's very God. Proud of that in this segment. When I was 20...
Steve, we are no, in a minefield, and you were... You said 2 minutes ago, there's no way he's attracted to another 70-year-old. You just said
yeah, you
that.
You said that.
Those are the words you said, you're and that's attractive. What I'm arguing with.
And I think you do. I think as you get older, what you find attractive gets like
it changes
ages
somewhat.
With
yes.
you. When I was
right.
20, just 20, like just 8 years ago, I thought I couldn't find anything attractive about, let's say, like a 42-year-old woman. I couldn't look at a 42-year-old woman and be like, you know, I am attracted to her. But now I'm 28 and I can look at a 42-year-old woman and be like, oh, wow, she's really beautiful. I can see what's attractive about her. There, whereas when as recently as just like half a decade ago, I was like, oh, God.
All I'm saying is there are scant few humans who look better at 70 than
oh,
they did at
absolutely.
35.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well,
and so it's right. not like when you're 70, you're like, thank God I'm 70. Now
no,
I can
no,
date
no.
a bunch of 70-year-old people.
No, no, no. I get it, but your attraction is...
Because, man, that yeah. sucked at 35 with right. all the tight skin
right.
and everything.
Right.
But you, I mean...
Once again,
you
I will
find-
say it. A-holes.
You would find a 65-year-old
No, we're
attractive.
Just reacting to the words
no,
that you said.
No, you're not. You're taking the
Dave,
absolute...
Dave, you said it differently than how you're explaining it right now. You did. You said there's
so
no way they're excited to date other 7-year-olds.
Speaking as somebody who also said something that didn't come out quite the way that they intended, you know, I mean, it's tough. It's really hard to be in this position. I sympathize with you.
I just got a text from our boss, Jeff, and he wants us to start repeating segments again.
Okay.
He said this. Said,
mission
it was,
accomplished.
It was an experiment that has
he
gone
said, after
bad.
The fifth mention of pedophiles, I just decided.
Now, I know that's a lie because Jeff drove into a ravine like
yeah,
10 minutes.
He couldn't text with his arms
I remember
broken.
The movie about Schmidt with Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
He's probably 70 in that.
Right.
And I remember him saying he was sitting across from his wife, who's also the same age.
70-year-olds are so hot.
And they're having breakfast. Mm. Is that Jack Nicholson?
Yeah. Yeah,
never mind, keep going.
But he said, like, he's having an inner dialogue. He's like, right. Who is this old woman?
Right.
Who is this old
but
woman
you know
I'm
who,
having breakfast with?
You know who that guy is? It's the same as a 25-year-old fat guy who won't date a fat girl because he thinks he's too good. It's the same thing. I have no doubt that there are men and women who are like, I don't want to date some old person. Well, guess what? You're old. Maybe you should look
right.
for someone that's
right.
your peer
that's
or you should accept
point.
Yourself. But what it's kind of like the same standard as when a guy is schlubby and overweight and wants this super hot girl to be his girlfriend. It's not going to happen, brother. You're going to have to lower your standards. I don't know
right.
why you think it's okay for you to look a mess and you're holding the opposite sex to a different standard.
But
entirely.
Here's where you're getting
excellent
confused.
Point.
Okay.
I completely get and understand that, you know, if I'm 70 and single, that a 70-year-old woman would know all of my generational things.
Right.
I get that.
More compatible.
Exactly. So that can temper it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hope for me, too.
Right.
Because I'm going to look like a Zagnut bar when I'm 70. Yeah,
absolutely.
And so I'm going to have to depend on the fact that there's something more attractive.
Right.
Then I'm no longer 35. All I'm saying is I think it's silly that we think that somehow what we find beautiful changes that much. You can find a person, like, I think Andrew said it very well, actually, that when he was 20, he couldn't imagine a 42-year-old woman being attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And now he can. By the same token, it's hard for me to look at someone who's 80
right.
and go,
no, no, I get it.
Hubba hubba, but
right.
when I'm 80, then maybe I'll feel different.
Do you right. think you might? Do you think, like, because, like I said, when I was 15, I couldn't imagine even like a 30-year-old being attractive, and that's what made me nervous. So, like, do you think it's possible that when you're 80 that you will be like,
all right, get it. Dave will make comments about, like, certain people on the news that are in their 80s, and he's like,
oh, yeah.
I would love to blah, blah. Like, I think
okay.
you'll be fine
Mark,
when you're 80.
I know you don't like having my back.
You're disgusting.
But have you ever heard me say I want a bone
no,
in 80
no. Mark's done it, too.
No, except
you both,
that.
It's the same woman. I'm
yeah,
not
I
going
know,
to dox
her.
You're
talking
it's
about.
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, no,
you
no,
two
no,
have
no.
perved out
no.
about Nancy
no,
Pelosi.
Mark, I have heard you get weird about Pelosi.
What I've said about Pelosi is back in the day,
thank
she
you.
Was probably
oh,
a pretty...
and you guys
yeah,
said
back
that
in
now,
the day,
too.
Yeah.
Never. No, no. Back
we
in the,
said
she's...
we wanted a bone of 40-year-old
yeah,
Nancy
yeah.
Pelosi.
Thank you. For the love of God.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, let's try this again.
Got to go better than the other time.
Don't
sure.
even, no, don't
for
curse the, us.
Please.
Don't jinx us.
Please.
The ladies in The View are taking heat because they were talking about, look, it's a fake Melania.
Yeah,
it's a body double.
Right.
Her face is wide. She's shorter, all kind of stuff. You know they have those. I'm not saying that
sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
This was.
Right.
But it made me think of that crazy ass girl we had that worked with us who was, oh my God, I could write a book about her. You know who I mean?
Oh, the one. Yeah. That were, okay.
And her story was, that's the thing with gigantic liars, is you never know what was true.
Right.
But, and she was so good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's very good.
She said that she was in the military, and for the past like 4 years, it was her job to recruit and train all of the fake George Bushes.
Mm-hmm.
And that she flew on Air Force One all the time, and she got shot in the butt twice. That part I kind of agree.
Yeah. I think we actually took a shot at her, but yeah, I didn't know the getting shot in the butt part, but
yeah.
Was it Hillary during the
twice,
campaign?
Twice, not in the same incident either.
Yeah.
Not again.
Yeah. Oh, Hillary during
fake George Bush
during the campaign. Remember when she got sick? She walked into that building and
yep.
came out, and she was like, good as new.
Yeah.
People were saying that was a body double. Yeah, I absolutely believe they have those.
And then this
yeah.
girl got caught doing something really bad at the, I forgot what it was, and she faked a heart attack.
Yeah. Oh.
And I was there.
Paramedics.
And
I remember,
convincing?
Yeah, yes. And I remember thinking, no, we all knew, because by that time she was in trouble for basically lying
gotcha.
About everything. But I remember thinking, file that away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Clever, we need to, oh.
Like, that's not a bad move.
Really?
Like, if you're absolutely out of options.
That's it. Can't yell him, no, he's having a heart attack.
But remember after that, we had to get defibrillators
oh, yeah.
in all
yeah.
the rooms and
yep.
trained on them and stuff.
Yep.
I'm like, look, come
for,
on.
For,
fake George Bush, lady.
Yeah.
There's no reason to make me train in CPR.
Well, those were play defibrillators. They weren't real ones since it was a fake heart attack. So, wow.
Shot in the butt twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
Two that seems like times. A horrible place to get shot.
Really?
I don't know. It's kind of fleshy.
I think
so
it's the
better
place.
Than, probably than, you know.
I mean, unless it's in the dirt button.
Well. That's a hell of a shot.
Yeah, and that's where you're going to aim.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would think if someone was going to shoot me, I'd say, let's go there.
Let's go, butt.
Easy.
Yep.
In fact, he's like, all right.
Okay.
Take your best shot.
But you yeah. probably have no reason to shoot me, but.
But if you were.
You know how I say every now and then there's a criminal that has such a great excuse.
Yes.
You just go, all right.
Who was the one that was, Rach, the last one was, he was eating, they said he was using his cell phone, but he said
he was eating a hash brown from McDonald's.
That's it. I like that one. That's
well,
a good one.
I think that guy was telling
I think
the truth.
He was telling
yeah.
the truth.
Yeah.
A guy in Wisconsin wrecked his car and was arrested for drunk driving last Thursday. Then he claimed that he was not the one driving. It was, quote, Ryan Reynolds from Deadpool.
Ah.
Mm. I mean... Cut him a little slack.
Hey, go big or go home, brother.
My very favorite ever was when they pulled the guy over. He'd obviously been drinking, and they asked for to see his license and registration, and he handed him a taco.
Yeah. The guy was hungry.
Mark, did you see the second Deadpool yet?
Yes.
It's on HBO. I watched it the other
yes.
day. It's great.
Yeah, it's really, but yes, it's good.
I shouldn't have let Taliban go this early. A 21-year-old chugged a six-pack of stolen beer in a Target dressing room. Whew. Just reminded me of his, was it Kohl's?
How he would just sit in there.
He would hang out in the little kid's
he
dressing
room.
He
had a
rooms.
Lot of weird stuff like that. This
Gee, imagine
last
that.
Segment was
yeah.
not his first brush with no. being kind of a weirdo.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
The bricks are adding up.
Wow.
I love that. He would walk in, hi. I'm a Kohl's employee
oh, I'm
just
caught.
Sitting here.
Yeah.
Andrew, we don't think you're a pedophile or anything.
No.
But you may-
you've got some pretty weird stories.
That was honestly very kind of them to have
oh,
that
God,
talk
yeah.
with him rather than firing him for hiding during work.
Mm-hmm.
So this lady's at a Target. She takes $200 worth of stuff into a dressing room along with a six-pack of Stella Artois. I don't think I could drink six of those
yeah.
if you paid
yeah.
me to. Downed them all. In the space of like 5 minutes.
Wow.
And then tried to walk out with all the stuff.
Liquid courage.
Man, can she walk? Is the question? Yeah, good grief. Man. Loaded down with a bunch of stolen stuff.
I got accused of shoplifting once.
Really?
Yeah. When I was during the wig fake sunglass years, I was living over in Collinsville, and I couldn't have been more broke. I was a student at that time, so I had a reason, an excuse. And I went to a, I think it was a Schnucks there, it was one of the major grocery chains, and I was going to buy cologne. You know, to attract the ladies.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you're broke, you haven't eaten, but you're going to buy a bottle of high karate.
There's a correlation there. Yeah, the more broke you are, the more cologne you need.
That's true.
To distract them from the fact
that you have no money.
They're just holding their nose. What do you do for a living?
You smell good, but man, no money.
And so I had already been kicked out of a couple places because I would just test it.
Sure.
Ooh, I'm really enjoying this polo, and then run.
Right. Yeah.
And then once they told me I had to buy something, I went in and I started rubbing the GQ magazines on my face. Which I thought was brilliant. But then I was going to actually buy cologne. Dracar Noir, if memory serves. And I took it, you know, and I'm walking up, and I'm like, you can't, this is like $20. You can't afford this. So I just put it down like in the diaper section or something.
Right.
And I was walking out, and some guy was like, sir, I need you to stop right there. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I need you to empty your pockets or whatever it is. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I saw you put the cologne in your pocket. So at this point, you can imagine, 24-5-year-old Dave Glover, who's already embarrassed because he's so poor and he's already been kicked out for rubbing magazines on his face, but I've been wrongfully accused. Rach, you've seen me when I'm wrongfully accused.
It's not pretty.
Oh my God. I turned into, who's the guy who's half bull? And I'll never forget saying this quote. Oh God, I'm so embarrassed to even say this because I was so broke.
Right.
And I was so mad and embarrassed, and I said, I don't need to steal your cologne. These shoes I'm wearing are worth more than you make in a week. Oh. Now, I don't know why I said that, because I was wearing, like, old beat-up. I mean, clearly they weren't. It's not even like they were dress shoes. The guy could go, like, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what brand they are. Right? Right?
Yep.
I'm nothing if not dramatic.
Yes, yes, yes.
But it scared the hell out of them.
Right.
Because I turned my pockets out into like bunny ears and stuff.
Right.
And I said, like, I am a lawyer, which is a lie. I was not. Right. And, oh, they started kissing my ass.
Really?
Yeah.
They give you the cologne or anything, or just tell you to leave?
No. Oh. What I did is I walked them in there.
Right.
And I'm like, here it is with the diapers as it should be.
Really? And that's amazing because it's, what, 30 years ago and you're still doing that? You're still going to stores and putting things in the wrong place.
I feel like I'm giving someone a job.
Yeah.
If I don't do that, then that guy whose job it
is unemployed.
To go take cologne out of the diaper section doesn't have a job.
You know,
you are a humanitarian.
Mark, you just brought up a great point. I think the punishment for falsely accusing someone of shoplifting should be to give them a prize.
Absolutely. They should have gotten
that cologne.
You know, $5 off coupon or something.
You don't think so, though? You're Mr. Give me a free calendar. You don't think that if someone falsely accuses you of shoplifting, they should do something for you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I was being serious. You know, if you wanted to be a real tool about it and go, hey, you know, get your manager over here. We're going to talk about this. You've embarrassed me in front of all these people. You know, show me a track record where I've ever shoplifted. We need to talk. And most companies will, you know, hit you with something. But
I'm not sure how true this is, but I felt like it was true at the time. Like, I had a good source on it. When the Meadows opened out by me and Von Maur.
Yeah.
I say that badly. Everyone in my family makes fun of me for that. But when they opened, kind of a higher-end Macy's kind of place, what I heard was on the day they opened, their instructions were, if someone tries to steal something, you just let them go.
I think that's at every store. Yeah, that's every store anywhere now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They don't want you. First of all, they don't know how the person's going to react to, like, a clerk coming up to them going, hey, you took something. Then they got to worry about if falsely accused. But supposedly the big thing is they don't want them to make a scene in front of the other shoppers. So I know, like, at West County, the Fern worked up there for a while. And the thought was, is somebody steal something?
She stole
something?
A bunch of stuff.
Pardon me?
And she stole a bunch of stuff.
Yep. And you can take something, you know, go tell your boss, go tell your manager, but don't go up to the person. Don't say anything. Whatever you do, don't make a scene. So, you know, and I get it, and especially for the safety purpose, because you don't know how that person's going to react. So,
do you agree with that, Rach? If you owned a store, would you?
I mean, I would make a scene. I don't have a problem with it. We had a couple times at Radio Shack people would steal, and we would get upset.
I did not see that coming.
Yep.
We would get upset, and the other customers were always on our side.
What would they steal? What was the big item?
The big one was people would steal earbuds off, because we had a wall like right by the door, and people would steal earbuds. But one time on my watch, this young lady was in looking at the prepaid phones, which were locked onto the wall, but you could kind of... They were locked on, but with plastic. She brought in scissors, and she cut it down. And I knew she was being fishy, and I kept walking. I was nice about it, but I kept walking over and being like, so is there something I can help you with? If you want to see that, I can take it off the wall for you. So if I remember correctly, I ended up taking one off the wall for her, and she tried to take it out of my hands, and I wouldn't let her. So then she kind of just went back there, and she cut one down and ran off with it.
Jeez.
And then two of my coworkers followed her into the parking lot, which they were not supposed to do. They just did it. And they said, they were like yelling at her, and she dropped the phone on the ground, and then she ran like zigzag across the parking lot.
Like,
and they did
like
they did like an impression of her that was really
serpentine,
funny.
Serpentine, serpentine.
Oh, man. Ooh, man. Life at Radio Shack.
Yeah, the Shack is
I'm telling you, man.
I loved the Shack. It was fun.
Wow.
We had fun.
Let me ask you an honest question.
Yeah.
If you could make double what you make here at the Shack, would you go back?
No, because it just wouldn't. I mean, if I could go back to when I was 20, if it was the same situation. But I am also sure I look at it with so much fondness. We had a good crew, and I had a great boss, my boss Keith. We had a lot of fun together. But then there was also a bunch of pains in the neck that I don't think about, you know. So
no, you always look
I was working directly with the public.
Right.
So that got old. But it was also weird because I liked that time in my life, because I think it was really the first time I discovered that attitude is everything. If you went in with a bad attitude, you're going to have a really bad time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you went in just ready to work and ready to solve problems for people and do what you're supposed to do, time went by quickly, got a sense of satisfaction. I guess I had a work ethic built up in other areas, but when it came to dealing with other people, working with the public, I just learned a lot there. So.
I think one of the most important effective things you can do as a manager for anyone, whether you're managing engineers or Radio Shack people, give them little successes, because I didn't have them. And like I said, as a bad employee, and it was just adversarial. But then when I finally worked at a job where I had a couple little successes, minor things, no big deal, that truly motivates you. Like, I'm going to start being such a little bag of crap. And I'm going to actually try.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, it's nothing big. It can be like, you know, a little small thing and goes a long way. A long way.
My boss there was great and really encouraging.
Yeah, Keith, we heard.
We love Keith.
And if you needed help with something, if you needed to sell more insurance plans or sell more batteries that week, he was on it with you. And he was like, we're getting this one. And he would just...
Did they ever send you out of town to a conference to learn specifically about remote control cars?
No.
That's too bad.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A couple of big announcements coming up. We're kind of teasing you, I think, already on social media, but a week from two weeks from today, what we picked out, we're bringing back one of your favorite benchmarks, hopefully better than ever. It'll be a lot of fun. And then we're going to be announcing a new live show. My plan is that it's going to be different than the first four. I'll still do some stand-up. We're also going to have an expanded music. Not all of my band can be there, so we're going to have one or two celebrity super jam kind of guys. And I think we're going to do it at the Wildy.
Okay.
My favorite theater.
It's a pretty cool theater.
I don't know how you get much better than that.
It's got a great green room in the basement. Remember that down there?
Oh, yeah. And then upstairs.
Yes. It's very nice.
We will, I'm sure, be doing our VIP. The VIPs, the last one we did at the, what's it called?
The Playhouse.
Grandel.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Is that? Yes. That's what, that
right
that
down
one
by the
sucked.
Fox. Well, they got this double booked and it was time to go. All right, fine.
We had the upstairs reserved for our meet and greet for like 200 people or something like that. And then they're like, oh, we have an art exhibit. And it's like, you know, a Native American penis art. And so we literally were in the seats just talking. It was terrible. Right. So at the Wildy, they have a beautiful, beautiful upstairs and a great green room.
Yep.
I get there at usually about 11 in the morning. Just hang out by myself.
Absolutely. Change
get
the marquee
up on stage,
out front.
Do my whole act, pretend it's funny.
Dave Glover sold out.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yep.
That was really cool.
Yep.
So yeah, that's coming up. Go to 971talk.com/merch to get your t-shirts and your hoodies and all that kinds of stuff.
Your commercial was on that you freak out about.
What's that?
The turkey.
Slow turkey?
Yeah. And why does that freak you?
He just bothers me.
Okay. I was just watching him, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Good you didn't see it.
I really do get
yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Inappropriately angry at things that have no effect on me whatsoever, like cartoon turkeys.
Right. But as long as you don't sweat, you know, go crazy.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Thank you. But don't go, like I said, I've told you that. I could be fine at home, and things are falling apart, and walls are falling down, and cars are driving through the living room, and I see, like, I don't know, a gum wrapper on the floor, and I go out of my mind. Mm. It's the little things that flip me over.
Rach, how about you? What's the equivalent of your slow turkey?
I get really, really upset if I'm running late for something or if I get set behind in some way like that. I have to deep breathe and tell myself that getting upset is not going to get me there any faster. I had a client appointment the other day and I missed my exit because I'm an idiot. And I was just like, you idiot, like beating myself up. I was going to be early and now I'm going to be late. And I just kind of had to. I can't change it. I'm late. Just get over it.
It's a little microcosm of life because it's so true. I'm exactly the same way.
Same here.
I have this running thing going with like Craig and Julia, who've been my sales reps for 19 years. I've never been late to an appointment in my entire career. And I've literally pulled up with 10 seconds to spare with Craig.
Yeah.
But not late yet. And I get insane.
Oh, I do too.
If I'm running late. And now that you have Siri, now that you have your navigation, it tells you if you're going to be there at 10:02. Well, that's not, no.
Yeah.
I need to shave some time off here. Right. But Rach is right. Like when you get up physically upset, and we all know that feeling of now everything is cascading bad.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so much of it is just that you're now insane.
Right. And man, whatever happens, Rachel said, I'm yelling. I'm screaming.
Yeah.
Like at the top of my, if the police called pulling me over, they'd throw me, put me away. Cause I'm like, and the same way, if I miss the stop, you stupid. And I'm like, just no one has ever berated me like I do. I mean, I'm just going insane.
Kicking my own
ass. That's right.
Mark, do you ever talk to yourself in the car or anything?
Yeah. I do when I'm.
If you ever talk dirty to yourself in the car?
If I don't,
that's
no one else will.
I guarantee
you that. I'm the
you
only
really
one
do look like Clark Gable.
I'm the only one who will. Hey, big boy.
good dirty talk.
Yeah, well, for me, at my age, that's dirty talk.
Hey, buddy boy.
Looking in the mirror at himself. Hey, guy.
You're a good looking guy, and people like you.
Go on, you're making a point.
Nah, I can't remember.
I had a feeling it was going away.
I'm thinking about the dirty talk. Leave
I
me
talk
alone.
To myself all the time.
Yes,
and
you
then
do. Yes, you do. In the office?
I do. I do. But
give
then
me an example.
I just talk out loud.
Yeah.
Or I'll have a fake conversation. I'll be thinking about a conversation I'm going to have, and I have a fake conversation. And then I think, I look crazy. And then I'm like, nah, people probably think I have Bluetooth in.
Do you ever, like, say that you're going to have an awkward conversation with me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever put a tiny little V-neck and a beanie on Lucy, the cat?
No.
She just sits there like, meow. You're like, Dave, listen.
A cat no. V-neck.
Dave, you're
like
so
it.
Cute all of a sudden.
Yeah, really.
I can't stay mad at you.
You don't look like Mr. Potato Head anymore.
You're adorable. Stop licking yourself. Toyota patented a new feature that would spray thieves with tear gas.
So
how do they
words,
know it's not you?
Yeah, right.
Honey, I
how
got
do they
key?
Know it's not your nephew trying to get into the car?
Ah, you know what I thought, and I, to me, this seems genius.
My bad.
You work in a store, and whatever the store is, retail, and you get robbed. So the person robs you, and they're running back out. Why don't you electrify the door handles? See what I'm saying?
I think kind of the same thing that Zimmerman just said. Like that'd be. Once you are, if you once made, you're electrifying door handles.
Yeah. But God, would it be just a guy runs and, you know, runs out and grabs a handle
sure.
and you send like
that
100,000
would be sweet revenge.
Just fry him on
the spot.
Release
the hounds.
Oh. Yeah. Mark's watching Home Alone, like making notes.
That's right.
Good idea.
Really?
I didn't read all the way through it, but I received a recall notice for my 2013 Jeep Rubicon.
Mm-hmm.
Something to the effect that if the airbag deploys, it can send shards of metal into my
yes,
face.
Yes.
Oh, I'm having an airbag recall too.
Yeah. Don't you remember that I can't remember the company, but they make 90% of airbags for cars.
Yeah.
And they're recalling a ton of them because they're
I
bad.
Guess the good news is I've had two pretty significant rear end accidents.
Right.
And it didn't deploy
yeah.
either time.
So it probably just doesn't work.
My
so
recall
not to worry about.
Is that my passenger side airbag could just deploy at any moment.
Yeah.
And just send shards.
Yeah.
Lucy's like,
but it's my passenger side, so
yeah,
you're okay.
Side.
I love that we assume the cat's riding shotgun.
Really? Like she well, goes, I'll pick you up. No, that's all right. Know. I'll take a bus. Thank
I'm
you.
Having transmissions problems again, though, so I might have to go see Mr. Weber.
Mm-mm.
Dude, will you stop dilly-dallying?
I don't want to spend money. Mark knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you're so frugal. There's going to be, like with my Jeep was worth really good money on a trade-in right up until it hit like $120,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm $125,000 and it's worth nothing. 80% less.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'll do it, Tim.
It's okay. I don't understand this. Del Taco created a new soap that smells like French fries. Recently, there was something else that smelled like pizza, like
right.
an air freshener.
Kentucky Fried Chicken's got a candle.
Yes,
right,
yes.
Right. I didn't even know Del.
Get it.
I get a candle more than soap.
I get a candle if it smells like cookies or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, but French fries or a piece of chicken. I didn't know Del Taco was
or
still in
business. Or a piece of chicken.
I didn't know Del Taco was
this
still in business.
This candle smells like a piece of chicken.
You dirty rat. Where is Del Taco? Where are they? I love Del Taco.
I think they're on the West Coast.
Are they? They used to have a dinner special.
Say this candle smells like.
And wait, easy, Jimmy. And this dinner special weighed 3 pounds.
What that?
Del Taco. It was like a giant burrito that was like a pound and a
you
half.
You just said where's Del Taco? How do you know this?
Pardon me?
What?
I think he was saying there used to be Del Tacos in the area.
Right.
And now
over there
not
by
here.
The High Point was a Del Taco right there, and you'd get it was like 3 pounds of food for like $2.95. Didn't taste great, but God, it was cheap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.